From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. At least two gunmen opened fire in a marketplace Wednesday in Tel Aviv, killing four people and wounding at least five. Ben Hartman is with the Jerusalem Post.
It's a very tranquil, kind of upscale shopping area that was only recently built, and it's also right next to the Defense Ministry headquarters. It's not the kind of place where people have their guard up or expecting something.
Police say two gunmen were neutralized with one shot. There has been no claim of responsibility. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress Wednesday.
Let us work together to convert shared ideals into practical cooperation. There can be no doubt that in advancing this relationship, both nations stand to gain.
In his speech, Mr. Modi called for a closer relationship between India and the U.S., particularly when it comes to fighting terrorism. His trip to the U.S. is an attempt to strengthen the growing relationship between the two countries. As Hillary Clinton basks in the glory of gaining enough votes to get the Democratic presidential nomination, she and Democratic rival Bernie Sanders inched closer to what party loyalists hope will be a period of reconciliation. Clinton claimed her party's nomination after primary election victories in California, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Sanders won North Dakota's and Montana's primaries Tuesday. President Obama called both Democratic candidates, congratulating Clinton and thanking Sanders for mobilizing millions of voters. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump also spoke Tuesday to an enthusiastic crowd. This is VOA News.